Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Absolutely gorgeous. My goodness, 74 degrees and humidity you don't even notice. It's not even there. Today's the day, I'm telling you. Every day, today's the day. Get outside and enjoy it because tomorrow is going to be a cool spell coming on. There's such excitement today, as there should be. New poll numbers. What did I tell you all along? I said it from the beginning. We got to keep a good thing going here. 4 years now, Governor Youngkin has put Virginia in overdrive. And Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears has been right there. Jason Miari's doing a stellar job as Attorney General. My friend John Reed is the Lieutenant Governor. Oh, you know, it's gonna be a Democrat year. And now the latest poll today, I told you. And we got 2 weeks, like a sprint, I guess, till actual election day. And you see that there's a groundswell of support for conservatives writ large, Republicans. Joe Gruters is the relatively new chair of the Republican National Committee, and I'm so happy to have him join us, talk a little bit about what he's up to, what the party itself is doing, just helping President Trump make America great again. Joe, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for having me on.
Tell us. I mean, give us a little inspiration here, my friend. We seem to be doing okay. I'm looking, even CNN has to concede that President Trump's poll numbers keep going up. It pains them to say it, but they have to say it.
Well, because it's his successful policies. I mean, he goes right to the common sense mainstream policies that everyday average Americans are seeking out. You know, lower taxes, you know, stable, you know, inflationary rates. On and on and on. The guys had 8 peace deals so far, including the recent one with Israel, which people thought there was no way would ever get done. He's had, you know, record investment back into America by these foreign conglomerates. He stopped the H-1B visas to protect American workers. He's, you know, coming up with strong law and order policy as a president, where he's going into these big cities like D.C., where I'm at, where he's literally, you know, changing the safety for the citizens overnight. And in what world do we live in that the Democrats are actually opposed to some of these policies? But listen, the Democrats are so far out of the mainstream now that all Republican candidates across the board are benefiting from the policies that the president has been championing over the first 250 days.
And let's not kid ourselves, Joe. You've seen this from the very beginning, have you not?
Yes, listen, the guy's a machine. He's firing on all cylinders, and the best thing that happened about the 220, the cycle, was the fact that it gave the president 4 years to kind of regroup, put like-minded people around him, and to really come on out with firing on all cylinders to where he's gone and done all these things. I mean, nobody thought it was possible. He's done more than most presidents do in 8 years in his first 250 days.
It is a wonderful thing to see. Let me remind everybody, Joe Gruters is joining us, the chair of the Republican National Committee. What does he do for his next trick? I mean, it's almost like looking at a magician going, all right, well, you made the elephant disappear. The jet reappeared. I mean, what else as he turns our country around?
listen, who knows, but I'm excited about it because, like I said, he's helping us. I think what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, I think God saved him that day so we could save the country and save the world. And that's why I decided, you know, when he called me and asked me to take on this role to help him win the midterms, my response was an immediate yes because I want to play my part. And that's what all your listeners can do by getting out there and voting for the down ballot candidates to make sure that, you know, that we're supporting good people and supporting good policies overall.
Tell me a little bit about the perception of Republicans right now with this government shutdown. Most of us who pay very close attention understand it's Democrats who are keeping the federal government shut down, but with the legacy news media types, invariably people are told it's actually the Republicans. Are we blunting that message?
No, but you're exactly right. Over the last couple of decades, it's Republicans who have always, you know, been hammered for these government shutdowns, no matter what side they've been on. But in this case, you know, and the fact that the mainstream media has kind of gone off the rails and people are looking for alternative news sites, people that are paying attention know that the only people to blame for this shutdown is the Democrats. They've held the government hostage for literally 21 days. The Senate has voted. Senate Democrats have voted no 10 different times and are holding the government hostage and holding all these people that rely on these federal services hostage so they can give illegal health care free benefit, I mean, for free, $1.5 trillion of lottery ticket winnings to these liberal causes that nobody supports. And maybe they may have some good items, maybe not. It doesn't matter. We should keep the government going under current spending, which is the Democrats have always said they should do. I mean, Schumer said we should do it at the beginning of the year himself. But now, like I said, they're holding the government hostage for illegal health care. And like I said, everybody that knows that there's only one group to blame, and that's themselves.
Were you surprised that they were going all in on the Schumer shutdown? I mean, to do it now 10, 11 times and double down over and over?
Well, the reason why they're doing it is because it's more than the shutdown. This is about control. This is about trying to prevent the president from getting any wins whatsoever. The Democrats hate Trump. Trump derangement syndrome is real, and they want to do everything that they can to stop him. And that's exactly what we have to worry about the midterms. Yep. If they're successful, what you've seen right now in the shutdown is what they're going to do for the last 2 years of the presidency. That's why all these elections are so important. We can't let the Democrats win. We got to keep control of the House. We got to keep control of the Senate. And that's the only way the president's going to be able to continue to do these amazing things for the American people. But we have to win. And just like these races in 2 weeks in Virginia, people have to show up.
No doubt about it. It has to be done. And we are well served here in Virginia, Joe, as you probably know, guys like Rob Whitman and John McGuire, Jen Kiggins. I mean, these are just marvelous, marvelous members of Congress, always doing the right thing, it seems.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah, Virginia's filled with good Republicans. And listen, Youngkin has paved the way. He showed what a good Republican governor can do in terms of taxes, in terms of lowering it. You know, Winsome Sears was by his side the entire time. And if you want the continuation of these good policies, and you had it right. Youngkin sent Virginia into overdrive over the last 4 years. How could anybody want, you know, the radical policies of Spanberger and the radical energy policies, you know, banning oil and gas, you know, the bathroom policies, sanctuary cities? It's one disaster after the next. And so I'm shocked that she's doing as well as she is. But listen, Virginia is a tough state to win, but I'm so thankful that Sears is running a good campaign and she's closing this gap.
Yeah, we are all very, very excited about this. It has not been an easy race for anybody, but it definitely seems that the numbers are turning in our direction, turning in the Republicans' direction. Spanberger losing about 10 points over the last 6 or 7 weeks, which is good for Virginia. I think people are just now beginning to wake up a little bit and pay attention to the issues and say, oh, my gosh, I think electric vehicles are cool. I don't want to be forced to buy one, though.
Yeah, and on top of that, the fact that Spanberger wouldn't condemn Jay Jones and is standing by him and putting out, you know, new signs. It looks like all over Virginia, new signs are going up with him. She still has them on her web page of selling merchandise. Listen, the Democrats have doubled down. What Jay Jones did and said was disgusting, disturbing, disqualifying, and they should be calling him for his removal of the ballot. And instead, they've doubled down in support. But it goes to show you where the Democrats are at as a party. They've gone so far to the left, so far out of the mainstream. This violent political rhetoric is bad for the country. It's bad for everybody, but they're embracing it. And as a result, they should all go down at the polls.
Absolutely. Hey, Joe, number one, I want to thank you again for making some time for us. It really does mean a lot to us. For folks who want to stay up to date, because we're always concerned with what the Republican National Committee is or is not doing. Are you helping out in Virginia? How do we reach out and say, hey, pay attention over here? What's the best way for people to follow RNC activities?
Listen, yeah, great question. Go to GOP.com, sign up for our updates. Go to the Republican Party of Virginia too. Get, you know, make sure you get on their list. And there's lots of ways to help out these last couple of weeks, whether walking, calling. We could help set you up. The Republican Party of Virginia could set you up. We've been on the ground there for 7 months trying to mobilize our forces, getting ready from an election integrity standpoint, getting ready from a get out the vote standpoint. And listen, we're doing everything we can to help our candidates, specifically our Lieutenant Governor Sears, and we just need to do everything we can to help her finish a strong race.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, again, I thank you for being here. Hang on. I know Jeremy's got a big question he's got to ask you, and I want to make sure that you're amenable at some point to come back and revisit things, because we just want to be part of this effort. It's just a reinvigorated effort with President Trump and with the RNC. We're all very happy.
Yeah, that's great. And I'll come on anytime you want. Jeremy, go ahead.
All right, Jeremy, you go ahead. You get Joe Gruner's there. Jeremy's got a question he's got to ask you to get some details. Look, I am inspired. I got to tell you flat out, I haven't always been. You know, I've been around long enough that I figured out that our side oftentimes figures out a way to, you know, step on our own feet. But it does seem just refocused, re-energized. And who are you going to credit? You got to credit President Trump. Period. There's nobody else doing the work that man is doing. And to accomplish what he has accomplished, I just continually stand back and say, wow, great job. Great, great job. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.